This credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 12/31/13.
Money is tight. You want it done right. You can sleep through the night with an affordable quick quote from LongsAutoCenter.com. Certified techs for all models, including diesel. I-44 Eureka.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side.
I know this song. This is the same song we played at the beginning of our show.
Yes, it is.
Wait,
I don't know why we're playing it right now.
What time is it?
Oh, my goodness. It's like 3:14. Our show's on.
What?
Oh, man.
Better get ready.
We got a show to prepare.
What are we doing?
I don't know. What do you want to do today? Okay, what we'll do, let's talk, and then we'll take some calls.
All right.
That's a good idea. Done.
How about
plan.
We have Dr. Doug call in?
Okay, great.
And do pets.
That
stuff.
Completes the pet.
Okay, good.
I've seen some dummies in my time, but you're in a class by yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
Lauren, you must have been a smoker at some time because your voice has got a raspiness to it.
I've seen some dummies in my
some mornings she sounds really like, almost like a guy.
Go to
yeah, everybody.
On the side of the street. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Scat.
Thank you. Yeah, Scatman.
Remember Scatman Crothers?
Yeah. I just remember the name.
Never even thought of it until just now when you said Scatman. And I remember he used to make appearances on The Tonight Show, and he was, I guess he was a guy that did Scatman, whatever that is.
Wasn't he in...
What a weird form of music.
Was that in... he was in The Shining, wasn't he?
Could have been.
Oh, is
you
he
mean the movie with Nicholson?
The original he Hotel?
Yeah, he was the black guy in The Shining.
Oh,
really?
You know, I got an email today. Hang on here. Let me see if I...
You got it, Dan. How about that?
He was in The Shining.
He was the original Hotel caretaker.
Yeah.
Let me make a
quick note. Just on the other day.
You know what's on tonight on... It's TBS or TBN or I should have saved the email, but somebody sent it to me. The Swimmer is on tonight with Burt Lancaster.
It is?
Never heard of it.
and you know, if I remember, Dan, didn't we, a few years ago before Burt Lancaster died, didn't we interview him about The Swimmer?
Yeah, we did.
I think we did. We'll do some digging in the audio vault, and I think we'll be able to pull you a great interview that I did with Burt Lancaster. It's a quick one. Yeah. But it's about the movie The Swimmer, which is going to be on tonight. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Tonight could be the end of the World Series. Let's hope not. Or tonight could be the prelude to what will tomorrow night be the end of the World Series. I thought it was pretty interesting that the ticket prices, now I mean legitimate tickets, I don't mean scalp tickets, I mean actual legitimate ticket prices of the seats that are available and that you can get and that are for sale for this game tonight have broken all records in the history of baseball. Never have tickets been as expensive as they are tonight. And they say if we go to a seventh game, then tomorrow night we'll break tonight's record. The average price of a legitimate ticket to tonight's game, if you can get one, is $2,056.
Wow.
The high-end, most expensive asking price on the brokerage website was an EMC Club 2 seat for $12,652, and somebody purchased two of those for $24,000.
Yeah, Josh, you know Josh, that guy that's on the every show on the station besides ours.
Every show Josh, we call it.
We were talking before the show started. It's because the Boston fans have never got to see a World Series win in Fenway.
Well, 95 years ago they did. It's been 90.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
it's been 95 years.
The last two they've won have always been on the road. So,
well, and you're right. No living human being has ever seen them
right
in Fenway, because you'd have to be, well, if you saw it the last time it happened, you have to be at least 96.
And they're not about to either.
Nope. This is going to be another year they're not.
You said it, Dan. They're not about to tonight.
You know what happened in 04? My brother and I, we were at the fourth game when Boston swept the Cardinals. So we were here at the fourth game. And when we were walking up, we were talking about, do you think we should sell our tickets and go home and watch it? Or do you want to go in and it could be, we could be seeing history, because it was the first time that Boston was about to win the World Series in how many years? I don't know how many years that the curse, the Babe Ruth curse, was broken. And I said, well, let's just ask for something astronomical, and if they pay it, then they pay it, and we take the money, and we go home, and we have all this money, and we watch the game. So some guy came up and asked about tickets, and we said $600 for the tickets. And he said,
for two?
No, for one.
One.
One ticket. And he said, that's a little steep. We said, okay, see ya. And we went in. So we went into the game, and we watched the game, and then the Red Sox won, and shortly thereafter, right after the game, my brother sold his ticket stub to a Boston fan for $50.
Just a stub?
Yeah, just the stub.
Wow.
I don't know that I get that. It's not worth anything. I mean, you know, it's
to them
like,
it was, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I don't, you know, when you have 40,000-50,000 of anything, I don't think it's very valuable. It's not like there's five of them. But hey, I made up an expression one time, to each his own.
Hope it makes sense. What? To each his own.
Do we? I will tell you that today we will talk. We will talk a little bit more about what we talked about yesterday, and the reason is bullying. And the reason is sometimes I wish you folks could read my email, but I can't share it with you because it's very personal, especially the email I got after yesterday's show. And I got emails from people that actually helped me understand a little bit more this issue that I have with stage fright and not wanting to be in front of people and looked at, because one lady in particular wrote me an email that mirrored my days in school. And at the end of it, she said, to this day, I have a difficulty with people looking at me in certain situations because of something that happened to her in high school. I cannot thank you folks enough who sat down and just poured your guts out and wrote me these emails. And it, I think what happened was it brought out in a lot of people some stories they had suppressed or haven't talked about, but it reminded them of something that happened that kind of scarred them or that they've never been able to forget about. And I think it's therapeutic. I think it's good to tell it. The story I told yesterday, I don't think I'd ever told before. And it's not as if, you know, you let it ruin your life or you carry it around every day, but you don't forget it. And we're all different. You know, some people can, a guy can file for bankruptcy and commit suicide, and another guy, like a Donald Trump, will file and then just turn around and be more successful than he was before. You can't say that just because one person handled it that way, that everybody should be able to. We're not the same. Not everybody can sell. Not everybody's athletic. Not everybody has natural musical ability. So, you know, what may have little or no effect on one person could be devastating to another person. And while I know this is supposed to be a funny show, every once in a while, I actually had a person email me and said, what a great mixture of very serious and important information about bullying and comedy yesterday. It was the perfect mix. So for those of you who never want anything but just stupid, funny, juvenile, delinquent stuff, I guess every once in a while you'll have to tune out, because sometimes things come along and I just think that we can all learn if we just listen to the stories of other people, because I really do believe this: if you will bother to get to know somebody, even if it's getting to know them just through an email, because there's a connection here. You're connected to the show. We're part of the show. If you just take the time to get to know a little bit about everybody, what you're going to find out is that we are all, in some way or another, and sometimes more than one way, connected. We have a connection. You may think we're completely different. You go, well, I don't have anything in common with Frank. He's on the radio and I'm a plumber. And he can, yes, we do. You'll find that if you dig deep enough, there's something that we can lock on to that's kind of a common bond for all of us. So I'll share her email with you a little bit later and talk a little more about this this bullying thing. I'm not sure why, except that I think sometimes it's important to understand that you're not the only one that's ever happened to, and it doesn't have to ruin your life. And if it never happened to you and you never bullied or were bullied, boy, I think you're in the great minority here. Do we have any Burke segment stuff today?
Yeah, I do.
Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, the control board operator, Eon the PI.
What is that saying? Hallelujah and...
Pass the something?
Yeah.
AM and the PM.
That's what it is.
And AM in the PM. Yeah, that's it. And AM in the PM. Hey, where's Norman been?
I don't know. We haven't heard from him.
Yeah, Norman, call us today.
I hope Norman's okay. What do you got, Peon?
We need to take me out to the ball game for sure tonight.
You bet we do.
Last night, we went over to my father-in-law. And
you know what? I didn't think you had anything, but that is a great story.
Thank you.
I think he has more.
Thank you. Well, no, that was it.
I think there's more. No, that was it?
Yeah, that was it. But we had planned this, and we were going to watch a movie, and we discussed, you know, what movie we were going to watch. So we brought up Step Brothers, and they had never
good
seen
one. Now, yes. This is your father-in-law?
Yes. Yes.
This is Greg?
Yeah, Greg and Judy. And so...
Now, let me stop. Do they like you?
I think so.
I think they do.
So.
Because think so?
I've seen Greg and Judy a couple of times out, and they talk very highly about Peon.
Well, of course they do in public.
Right, yes. It's hard to say when public, but I think they do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good, honest answer.
Yeah, and we get along really well, so that helps. And we bowl together on different teams, of course.
You think they ever said to Angela, they ever got her off the side and go, are you sure? The guy's in radio. Are you sure you want to do this? You think they had that talk
with her?
That's
quite possible.
I think they
absolutely quite possible.
I think it might have.
But so we brought up Step Brothers, but they have DirecTV, but they don't have on demand. So we were trying to figure out how to, because we went over to their house, so how are we going to watch Step Brothers? So we go, well, I guess we'll have to go to a Blockbuster, which neither of us have been to. Yeah, there's not many left anymore.
I didn't know there were any.
Yeah, there's a few. But there happened to be one, you know, 5 minutes from their house. So Angela went there before we went over to the house, and she went online first to see, I guess, because you have to see what's in stock now, because it's not like back in the day where
they're selling everything.
They had 10 copies of every movie available. Right. So she sees that they have Step Brothers there, and so she shows up and asks them, and they go, well, it looks like we don't have the regular copy, but the Blu-ray, okay. And she goes, sure. So she gets the Blu-ray copy. It's 99 cents for 5 days.
Yeah. No wonder they're going out of business.
Yes. So we go to put the, you know, we had something to eat, and we go to put the movie in, and movie's in the Blu-ray. And all of a sudden, I just, because I'm trying to figure out their system at their house, so the DVD's up on the screen, and I see special features, I see subtitles, I see something else, but I don't see anything for the movie. And
kind of the most important part.
Yes. So I said, well, this looks like this isn't the right disc. Is there another disc? And she goes, oh, sure enough, on the box is a 2-disc set. So one disc has special features. She opens the box. The main disc isn't in there.
Oh,
oh man.
So
did you get your 99 cents back?
Yeah. Well, yeah. She called and said, do you happen to have this disc here, you know, in the store? And they said, no, it doesn't look like we do. They go, we'll credit your $1.17 back to your account. And so I go, look at that. I mean, I guess that explains why they're going out of business.
Well, then you have to deal with the fact, too, that in the back of your mind, at least I would think this, I wonder if they think I took the disc and I'm acting like it wasn't in here and I stole it.
Yeah.
Seriously, there are people that do that.
Oh, well, yeah. Who knows with the
Blockbuster. Did you guys sit back and watch the
special
features?
So, now he has to talk to his in-law. They don't have a movie to watch.
No, so we looked what they had recorded on their DVR, and they had some various movies and some older movies. So we ended up watching... I think it was from 1962. Mr. Hobbs Goes on Vacation.
Mr. Hobbs Goes on Vacation.
It's a Jimmy Stewart movie, and it was actually very good. It was about Jimmy Stewart and his Jimmy Stewart's a banker in St. Louis, Missouri,
Really?
And, well, hang on one second. Hang on. We do?
What?
Let me have it. Apparently, we have a clip here. They're bringing it to me from Mr. Hobbs that goes on vacation. Hang on. Okay, yeah, here, I'll play it for you.
Really?
I'm going on vacation.
Wow.
Was that the movie?
Yeah, it sounded just like the movie. Mr. Hobbs takes a vacation, sorry.
I'm going to take a vacation.
But it was about, you know, he's a banker, and I guess he's in his, like, his 50s. And essentially the whole movie is they rent a house on the coast, and the two younger kids and the two older kids are there with their significant others and their kids and things. So it was actually Maureen O'Hara was in it, and it was a really good movie.
Well, a lot of times Jimmy Stewart to me in movies came off as like a confused doofus.
Yeah.
He didn't really play that role in this one.
Is it a comedy or a drama?
No, it's a comedy, and it was really funny. So.
Hobbs, wasn't that Redford's name in The Natural?
Yeah.
Hobbs.
Yeah, and I think, was there a... They said something about that maybe there was a couple different movies with Mr. Hobbs' character. I don't know.
Mr. Hobbs' Opus?
Yes, that was the other one.
Mr. Hobbs' Opus. But, hey, that Natural, by the way, since we're into this heavy into baseball, that's one we forget. That's a great movie. What a fantastic baseball movie. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
You know what else is good? And it's a true story. It's the 61. I guess Billy Crystal wrote it, I think. But 61, it's about Roger Maris going for the home run
record.
Yeah. With Mickey Mantle. That's a great movie.
So now let's get back to your mother and father-in-law. How old are they?
They're probably in their mid to late 50s.
Was there a time when you didn't get along with them, or you didn't think they liked you in the beginning? Or
no, actually not.
Well, you're lucky.
I've been very lucky so far.
My wife's parents couldn't stand me.
Yeah, I know. You had a rough go with that. Well, and your wife had an issue.
Oh, my mother couldn't stand my wife.
Yeah.
Never did like her. Until the day she died, she didn't like her.
And that's not fun.
That's no fun at all. You're telling me? So good for you. That's
a
good thing. And Angela, now both your parents are around, right?
Yes.
They like her.
Absolutely, yeah. They'd rather.
One thing missing is kids, man.
I know.
Get some little bambinos in there. Was that it?
That's it. That's
Dan, you have anything?
No.
Okay. Let me make a mark down. Not contributing today. Dan's frozen. All right. We're going to take a break, then we're going to take some calls. We'd love to hear from you. If you didn't get a chance to chime in on the bullying thing, you can do that. Also, we have a little thing. We didn't put it together, but we found it. It's famous people whose voices are on TV commercials. And I don't know that I understand why they pay famous people to voice TV commercials when there's nowhere in the commercial does it say, you know, I'd at least put, you know, voice of Kirk Douglas or voice of Michael or whatever the famous person was, but they don't. And I guess they think you're going to recognize the voice. Well, I've heard some of these, and I got news for you. 8 out of 10, I have no idea who it is. It's like the animated movies when they use all these famous people.
Paul Giamatti on that insurance commercial.
First of all, I don't think that. Not only do kids not know that's Robin Williams, I don't think most adults know sometimes. Now, you know, the Toy Story, Tim Allen was Woody, and Buzz Lightyear, and Woody was Tom Hanks. But are you going to tell me of all the actors and people who could really use a paycheck that it wouldn't have been as good if they'd just gotten really good actors?
Yeah, I don't get that at
actors?
All, that they spend all
that
money for
that. I guess they think that in promotion of the movie, don't miss the Toy Story with Tim Allen. Maybe they think that'll generate more ticket sales because those people's names are attached to it. But in terms of just performance, I don't know. If we get a chance to play some of these TV commercials and see if you can figure out who these voices are. We're going to do a little bit of business. Let me give you our numbers. We would love to hear from you today. We're going to take a lot of calls today, second only to the number we're going to take tomorrow, because tomorrow's our real wide-open day, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. If you can be a little bit patient, give us 3 or 4 minutes, we'll get some business out of the way, we'll jump right in and take your calls. Ballast Dental Care has been my dentist. It's not a dentist, it's a dental clinic, but it's where I've gone to the dentist for 40 years. I hit the 40-year mark this past April. It was either April or May of 73, and I'm not sure which month, but I know it was 73, and I know it was in the spring. And I've been going, I would say 2 years every year. There were a couple of years when I skated, and for one reason or another, and I was busy, and I had to change an appointment. The next thing you know, I didn't quite make it the six-month mark. But I think for the most part, every 2 years I've gone. And long before they came on the air here, when I had no, how should I put it, no obligation in terms of connection with the show to go there or talk about the place, because there was no commitment on their part with the show. That didn't come till I had gone there, my goodness, 25 years. I'd been a patient 25 years before they ever came on the air here. And in all that time, I still never wanted to change. I never went to another dentist. I didn't want to. And I don't think you're going to want to either. Now, what you're probably not going to want to do is go for your first visit, because you're that person who hasn't been to a dentist for a while, and you just decided you're going to put it off as long as you can. You're not going to go to any dentist because you hate dentists. Well, what you hate is somebody else in some other place. You obviously have never been to Ballast Dental Care, because if you did, you wouldn't feel that way. You wouldn't have that anxiety. You wouldn't have that fear. To call me out on this and have me back up what I'm saying, you're going to have to make your first appointment. And you do that by just calling Ballast Dental Care, say, I'm AM in the PM. I need to get in for a checkup. Would you take me as a new patient? And the answer will be, yes, we'd love to. And then once you do that, you are going to be part of the family, part of the Ballast Dental Care family. We'll be happy to have you. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. It's ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, the volume on the highways aren't too bad right now, but we do have a couple of incidents. You've got southbound 270 after Manchester, disabled vehicle. There's also emergency vehicles on the scene. Northbound 55 after Lindbergh, they've cleared that earlier accident, so all lanes are now open. Southbound 55 approaching Illinois 4, they're working with the left lane. They've got some ongoing road work there. Also on eastbound 40 before Spady, you've got a disabled vehicle, and eastbound 70 after Florissant Road are disabled. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Winter's almost here, and Walmart can help you protect your car with low prices on antifreeze. They have 1 gallon jugs of Prestone 50/50 pre-diluted antifreeze for just $10.47. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
What is Broadway Ford Truck Sales, you ask? For sales, service, parts, and rentals, there's only one that's the real deal. Broadway Ford Truck Sales. Hey, don't take my word for it. Here's someone who knows Broadway Ford Truck Sales inside and out.
Hi, I'm Terry Wojtowicz from Broadway Ford Truck Sales, a full-line Ford truck store. And that includes service. We not only do it, we do it right, and we do it better. And we have done so for nearly 50 years with professional service personnel, 28 service bays, and ASE certified technicians. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is your authorized repair center for your Ford commercial trucks and personal SUVs. Bottom line, Broadway Ford Truck Sales has a solution to your individual business vehicle needs.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140. A proud member of the Ford Business Preferred Network.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
I have a question for you.
What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give up? Karistan and Midwest Floor, that's who. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karistan have teamed together to make the month of October National Karistan Month. If you have ever dreamed of owning a Karistan carpet, now is the time. Karistan, quite simply, makes the finest carpets made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karistan gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karistan products anywhere. And during National Karistan Month, you'll find all Karistan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karistan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karistan Month for great savings. Plus, up to a $1,000 cash back rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability. They're clean and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Oh, I love this song. But you know what? I bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda-certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late model Honda certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
When I wake up,
when I wake up,
I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you.
You.
When I go out.
All right, thank you for being patient and waiting on the phones. Now we're going to get to you. For those of you who haven't called yet, here's your shot, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Remember, there are more lines that come in on 969-5877 than there are the 888 numbers, so that may be the one you want to hit first. We'll start with Bill. Bill, you're our very first guest today. That has to feel great for you.
It does, and I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
How can we help you?
Frank, I wanted to talk about the Heinz ketchup and McDonald's story you did on Monday.
Okay. For those who don't know, let me just bring them up to speed here. McDonald's is dumping Heinz, which is, I would think, huge because that amounts to lots and lots of ketchup. And the reason they're doing it is the new CEO at Burger King is the former, I'm sorry, the new CEO at Heinz is the former CEO at Burger King. And Burger King and McDonald's have butted heads and sued each other. And now that he is the Heinz guy, they see an opportunity to go, hey, gotcha. We're going to pull Heinz and replace it with something else. So that brings people up to date. What do you know?
Okay. Back in 1973, there was a tomato shortage, I guess due to freezing down south or whatever.
I didn't know that.
And McDonald's severed their ties with Heinz back in 1973. The only places in the United States that Heinz ketchup was served was in Minneapolis in Pittsburgh.
Now, why did they sever with Heinz? Because of a weather-related issue?
Because Heinz told McDonald's they were going to use all the ketchup to go into their bottling facilities and not put any in tomato packages.
Okay.
So it actually is a very minuscule amount of business that they lost. McDonald's gets all their ketchup from private contractors. They won't detail who they are and how much they sell or whatever. I'm a stock analyst for a living, so I dug in and found a little information. I just wanted to pass it along since we're the most intelligent group on radio.
Well, you obviously are more intelligent than we are. I would think the people who would jump off a cliff if they lost business is whoever gets the packaging of those little ketchup
packets. Yeah.
That company. Now
you're onto something.
That's a big business. And I wonder if it's the same company that packages the little mustard packets, the ketchup packets, or if that packaging company is somehow tied into the actual product manufacturer.
Like, you know what? I'll do some digging on that. That would be interesting to know.
You're an analyst. Get on that, will you?
I will.
All right. Bill, thank you.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Now, there's an example of a guy, educated, smart, articulate, well-spoken. What's he doing listening to this?
Yeah.
But see, we do have those. They're out there. Let's bring Jim in here. Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon, Jim.
I'm AM and a PM, as always.
Thank you. Of course. What's up?
Hey, I heard you talking earlier about Hobbs and The Natural.
Yeah.
I called and told Dan I was in that movie, The Natural.
Get out of here. Get out of here. What was his first name? Hobbs.
I don't remember.
Crap, I can't believe it. Google
it. When you said Hobbs, it came right to me.
Yeah, Redford's character. Piano, Google it. Man, I know it. I just lost it. So what did you do in the movie?
Well, I'm originally from Buffalo, New York.
Roy.
They had an ad in the newspaper that the movie was shot, the baseball part of it was shot at old Veterans Stadium.
Okay.
And they had an ad in Buffalo Evening News, maybe a month, 2 weeks before the movie was going to be shot there. Anyone that had period clothes from the 20s could come to the ball game for a penny.
Period clothes?
Ew, gross.
Well,
wash it first.
It wouldn't have, but my dad had an old zoot suit, and I put that thing on, and men had to have a hat.
Oh, sure.
Know? And I got a hat. I think it was from my uncle.
So you were to be in the crowd?
In the crowd, in the ballpark.
Okay.
Right? But I've watched that movie several times, and you can never see me. I was out in right field, maybe halfway up, and all the other stuff where that woman was sitting was over in the other field.
And by the way, back then, I don't think even then, and that wasn't that long ago, they didn't computer generate people in the bleachers. They actually put real people in the stands.
Absolutely. Well, there was a real ball game.
That has to be frustrating, though. You know you're in the movie, and you can't even find yourself.
Yeah.
But it was the Bisons was playing the team. I can't remember who the heck they were playing now, but it was an actual ball game going on, and they'd have scenes where they'd come out and do the other stuff. And we had to be there I think it was 6:30 in the morning.
How many days were you there?
3 days.
What'd they pay you?
Nothing. We paid a penny to be in it.
You paid to be in it?
We paid a penny to be in it.
And to give up 3 days of your life?
Well, yeah, but I mean, what the heck? I was a teenager at the time.
And you didn't even get to meet Redford, I bet.
No. See him, you know, but that was it.
Yeah.
But it's something, you know, I always look back at. Whenever that movie's on, I'm watching this. I'll sit there and I say, man, I know.
I'm in there somewhere. that's kind of like Dan with that George Clooney movie. He says he's in it.
Yeah.
We've watched it.
Did you ever see the movie about the first black stock car driver called White Lightning, I think it was?
No.
You've never seen that?
Never have.
Well, you look at car 33, that was me driving it. But I actually didn't drive it because they pushed it. There was no engine in it. They had a big piece of concrete where the motor would go, so it looked like it had a motor.
So you've got two movie credits.
Wow.
Well, that one there is when I hauled cars in the 60s and 70s, and I hired my company that I work for to haul these stock cars to different tracks down in the south, with the different tracks. And all the drivers, we got to be in the car and steer them, but we had helmets and all that stuff on. You couldn't see us if you wanted to.
And you weren't really driving. They were pushing the car.
They pushed them. I think they only had one or two cars that had actual motors in there. One didn't even run, but the one ran. And they pushed you with a pickup truck, and they'd get you up to about 20, 25 miles an hour and let you go. And they speeded up the film so it looked like you were racing.
Wow.
And when they wanted a car to crash and flip over, they had a stunt driver in that one. But they had like a telephone pole, and they'd blow a charge, and that pole would hit the ground, and the car would flip over.
Wow.
It was cool.
All right,
but that was nice because had all the beer you could drink in a truck. One of Ryder trucks, rental trucks.
Yeah.
All the beer you could drink while you're driving.
That was a great time.
That's a great combo. Driving and drinking. Bill, thanks for the call.
Jim.
Right,
Jim, bye-bye. I'm sorry, Jim. Tom is up next. We have two Toms in a row. Tom number one. How are you, Tom?
Well, hi, Frank. How are you, sir?
Great. Thank you.
Hey, listen, I heard you yesterday, Frank, talking about the difficulties of high school. And I got to tell you, Frank, high school was one of the most difficult periods of my life. But,
you know,
Frank, pardon me?
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I do it all the time to people. Let me just say this to me. I know people that say high school was the best time of their life, and if they could, they'd relive it in a heartbeat. They loved high school. I think there are three stories that people have. They loved it, they hated it, or it just was something they got through. And they you know, it wasn't horrible, it wasn't great, they just were there, sort of invisible.
Well, you
obviously are like
right,
me. You hated it. I didn't like it at all.
No, I didn't. But, Frank, I'm proud to say, though, I persevered, and after 7 long years, I finally graduated.
See, kids, there's a lesson there.
AM into PM.
Thank you, Tom. See, stay with it, and you too can graduate high school in 7 short years. You just have to, as my wife would say, put your ear to the grindstone.
That's right.
What you have to do. Tom, number two, how are you? Tom?
AM into PM.
Thank you, Tom.
Hallelujah.
How can we help you?
Well, I was wanting to commend one of the beer vendors at the stadium through the games and the 3 games in St. Louis that donated his whole salary to that family that lost a child.
Yeah.
Now, I thought that was great. And I also want to say something about one of our fine breweries in St. Louis that hopped on that bandwagon
okay.
and said they would match up to $1,000.
Ooh.
Wow. So how many millions of dollars in advertisement did they get for a grand?
Now, let me get this right. Not 100.
No, all the way to 1,000.
Man.
They said they would match up to 1,000.
I'll tell you, the expression, give till it hurts. That's an example.
That's an example. The way they gave to their people that they let go, there's no doubt. They sure put the hurt on my wife.
Oh, man.
But all that money, $1,000 to buy what, millions of dollars worth of airplay to get mentioned that many times?
You know, I'd be embarrassed.
I would, too. I would have not done anything.
I would rather see nothing done than something that embarrassing.
I would, too.
And you can't be the only guy.
Their lawyers to hop on that fast and say, look how much advertising we can buy for a grand.
Wow. I'm with you.
Isn't it terrible?
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
I wouldn't drink one of them beers again forever.
Well, I don't think it's going to hurt their business.
No, it won't.
I get your point. Thanks, Tom.
Hey.
He's gone. I guess he's gone. Steve should be here. Hello, Steve.
Hey, have a good heck, gang. How's everyone today?
We're great. How are you?
I've got a good catch-up tax story.
Okay.
I was when I was in Carpenter College, which is the Carpenter's school that we go to become union carpenters. I just happened to have a couple packs of ketchup from lunch, and I went to the bathroom. Like, hey, I can slide these under those little knobs where somebody sits down. And it'll spray ketchup on the back of their legs.
No, wait, under those, I mean the toilet lid, the seat knobs?
Yeah, where you put the lid down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I started doing that, and that's a pretty good prank to pull off. You got to fold them in half, though, and kind of lay them under there. And if they have a lot of ketchup in them, they'll pop.
And, of course, the guy on the toilet, of course, thinks he's bleeding internally.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he looks down and goes, oh, no, I'm bloody stool.
Yeah. And then he's going to the hospital.
Yeah. That's
so I'm sure tomorrow there'll be some ketchup packets. I hope there is on infant toilets around town.
Thank you, Tom.
Steve.
Thanks.
Steve. I'm, what's wrong with me? I'm looking at these names. It's just one simple name on the screen. I can't even keep up with where we are on the screen. I know what's next, though. Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, I just got to hand it to you guys for your comic genius, and not just comic genius of you, but the comic genius of us as your audience, man. You guys must have been so worn out last Thursday after you got done with that show, because I was just laughing the whole way. You need to put that on a CD and sell it, because that was total genius.
I think you're referring to all the interviews we had with famous people.
All those interviews. Who knew? Who has any collection like that anywhere?
Nobody, Johnny. No other station.
In the universe.
No.
And channeling dead people, too.
Yeah. We're the only station that has the equipment to channel the voices of dead people. Nobody
I hope you guys hit the lockers and got a massage and had sprayed the champagne and everything, because that was the best show ever.
Well, Johnny, thank you. We appreciate it. We would duplicate it if we could, but I don't think we're capable of two really good shows. Maybe down the road. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. And we can work Dennis in here. Hello, Dennis.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I called in a couple of days ago. I was a portal painter you talked to. And I just noticed that when you got finished talking with me a couple of days ago, you didn't describe me as smart and articulate like you did a couple of callers ago.
Well, I don't remember our conversation.
Well, we talked about Drew Carey not caring about the money, and not calling said I do care about money.
Everybody cares about money. Well, I'm sorry I didn't acknowledge your articulation. And
oh, that's good enough. Long as you apologize, I'm cool with that.
Okay, my apology accepted.
Have a good one. Thanks.
Thank you. That was it.
That's it.
All right, Dennis. Dennis wanted to be acknowledged for being smart and articulate. Jason, how can we help you?
Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to let you know that guy that just called about the ketchup packets under the toilet seat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Another good one I used to pull on my my wife. You take them boxes of Snap Pops that they sell for 4th of July.
Oh, those
You're
are
You're talking about the things
too.
You throw on the ground?
Right. Yeah, you stick them in the same spot. When they go to sit down, they get a loud pop.
Oh, man.
We got a lot of toilet pranksters out there.
It's a good one. You got to try it.
Are these the little paper things that you throw?
You throw them down on the ground, and then they pop real loud.
They used to make those in, they look like little round M&Ms or something. I'm talking about like little hard candy or something. You could throw those down, and they pop, too. That's a great piece of firework, by the way. Those, what do they call them? Snap something.
Snap pops.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love those things.
I twist them in my fingers.
Yeah, and it won't burn you. No. Won't hurt you.
Well, stick them under the toilet seat. Yeah, I used to get hit for that one, but
all right.
You know,
a good suggestion. Thank you, Jason. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
I told this years ago when we lived in South Carolina for a short time. We lived in Columbia, South Carolina, in a trailer park, and I mean like a real trailer park, no double wides, just trailers. And when you park next to your trailer, my wife and I had this little bitty trailer and a little dirt. Two rows of dirt tire tracks that, you know, you pulled right up to next to the trailer, and then the guy in the trailer next to me, our two cars were between the trailers. So the cars were literally parked right next to each other, mine on the left, his on the right. We didn't have air conditioning in our cars. I had a Lincoln Mercury Capri, that was my wife's car, and he had a Vega. Cheap four-cylinder cars, no air conditioning, South Carolina, warm day. And I'm not making this up. He had just come out of his trailer and had gotten in his car, and he closed the driver's door, and as he gets in, is about to back out, I pull in. And I pull in to his left, and he rolled his driver's window down just to say hi. He was leaving. We were both in the military, in the Army, basic training. And just as his window went down, my right front tire ran over a mustard packet and shot the mustard in his face. It absolutely, you know, like if you press down on a packet, it'll kind of kick up a little bit and tilt up, and it just perfect projection right into his face. And I looked over at him, and he had a weird expression on his face, and I saw that there was just mustard all over his face. I had no idea what happened. He thought I did it on purpose. He thought I had some kind of mustard gun or something. So he goes into a rage. You think this is funny?
Oh.
You know, and I reached over and cranked down the passenger's window, and I said, Scott, what happened? He said, oh, yeah, well, you tell me what happened, you mustard slinger. And he's wiping mustard off his face. We got out of the car. I think he's ready to duke it out with me. And we looked under my right front tire, and there it is, sticking out the edge, an empty, blown-out mustard packet. If you tried 1,000 times, you couldn't run over a mustard packet and make it pop and shoot right in a guy's face in the car next to you. That's a story I'll never forget, because once we realize what happened, we just both start laughing. And he knew I hadn't done it on purpose. So life in the trailer court. I got a lot of great trailer courts. So we did that twice in our lives, and I'd do it again. I'd live in a trailer park again. My wife never would. She never liked it. The wind and rain, you can feel everything. You ever live in a trailer? I mean, like a real basic trailer?
Yeah, I did.
What I liked about it is what she hated about it. Every raindrop. Wind, you know, it's not very well insulated. It shakes and moves, and you think it's going to start rolling down the street. I thought that was great. She didn't like it. Maybe one of these days we'll end up back there. I need to send some people to Amini's. Now, if you're listening and you've never been, then you're the person that I need to send. You're the person I'm talking to. If you've been to Amini's, you'll go back. This is not a store you go into one time. It's just not. There's some places you go and you say to yourself, all right, I'm coming back here. And the next time I come back, I'm going to take a closer look at that digital dartboard or that shuffleboard or these area rugs or something. Your first trip can be a scouting trip to Amini's. That's okay. I'm good with that. Give yourself at least, I'd say at least 20 minutes, half an hour, because you're going to want to be in there that long. And just walk the place. It's a big place, but it's big because it takes a big place to house that much cool stuff. Pinball machines, arcade games, gorgeous area rugs, machine-made and handmade, an upper level of Jaffe lighting that'll rival any lighting collection anywhere you've ever seen. Pool tables take up a little space. They have those. They have home theater furniture, the biggest selection in all of the St. Louis area. And you kind of get the idea. There's something in that store, either for a couple of $100 or a few $1,000s, that's going to change your house. It's going to change the amount of time you want to stay at home versus the amount of time you want to leave home. You're not going to leave home as much. You're going to want to stay put. You're going to want to have friends over, because Amini's is going to make it just a better place to live. They have all that stuff that other stores don't have. Check it out. They've even got a couple of AM and the PM specials. Check out the Cardinal Pub set with the Cardinal logo. It's pretty slick, and it's on sale. Special price for AM and the PMers. AMINIS, Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester, where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, service, rentals, and parts. In fact, during the AD Lift Truck open house on Friday, November 1st from 11 to 1, you can see the forklifts and meet the manufacturers, enjoy a free lunch, and possibly even win a door prize. See the new line of Heli forklifts and more at AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
KTRS St. Louis.